Well, we should really be overwhelmed this morning by the presence of God and Him to visit us and feel His presence. And not only that, He speaks to us in the supernatural. How many know that God is a supernatural God? There's nothing normal about Him. Nothing normal about Mary, virgin, had a baby without a man. That's supernatural. His whole life, Jesus' whole life, was a supernatural life. The last chapter of the book of John, it said, if all the miracles and signs and wonders had been written in books, what he did in 3.5 years, the world could not hold the books. That's supernatural. The Garden of Gethsemane, sweats of great drops of blood poured out of him, like an unto death. He survived. That's supernatural. His resurrection was supernatural. Outpouring of the Holy Ghost was supernatural. Some said the Holy Ghost outpouring lasted 300 years, and some said 400 years, and then it quit. But I'm thankful to let you know today, and I hope you can feel it, that he has not quit. The power of God. We want to share with you this morning for a few moments. The Holy Ghost teaches and brings all things to remembrance. It findeth in St. John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, and he'll teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have say unto you. Can you say amen? Two things really here that Jesus said the Holy Ghost would teach you all things. Then he says he will bring all things to your remembrance. All things bring to your remembrance. I never knew William May until he got into church. I didn't know anything about his past. I'm not interested in people's past. I'm interested in what you got now. And I talked to Sharon a little bit last Sunday. And some of you may wonder what she does walk back and forth with that flag. What is she doing? That goes back to Lori Huffman. I believe Sir brought that idea to Sharon. Is that right? Yes. Then down at the other church one night, the Spirit of the Lord was really manifested. Walked outside, was talking to people as they was leaving. A man walked over to me and said, if you'd ever told me that I would see William May in a church like this tonight, what's going on with him tonight, I would have looked you in the face and called you a liar. I want you to know tonight, this morning, there's nothing impossible with God. God does not look what you pass. He looks what he can make out of you. Went one time with him to Needland, the Fresh Fire. That's where that sort of originated from, that William was on fire for God. Not too long after he got into church, a policeman asked Sharon, said, are you William May's wife? She said, yes, I am. Said, I want to tell you something. There's been a change in him. The Holy Ghost will change your life. It'll change everything about you. It makes you a new creature in Christ. There's a man aboard a ship. He fell off that ship, and the ship went off and didn't know it fell overboard. He thought, well, this is the very end. When long sharks started swimming around him, he said, well, this is really the end now. But he remembered something that he was taught in Sunday school class. Scriptures. He taught us quoting those scriptures. As he quoted those scriptures, the sharks left. When long he saw coming a ship across the horizon coming toward him. I want you to know there's power in the Word of God. When you quote the Word of God, he brings all things to your remembrance. We won't go through all these scriptures, but it says also, you do not need another man to teach you. No one can teach you anything unless they're full of the Holy Ghost. That's what it said. You don't need another man to teach you. What you need is the Holy Ghost to teach you. He'll teach you, lead you, and guide you in all truth. And then he brings all things to remembrance. He brought to this man that thought the end was come remembrance what he'd heard in Sunday school class. And he began to quote the Word of God. If he hadn't been in that Sunday school class, he would never heard the Word of God. I attended 2 weekends teaching in Elmer Town, the First Baptist Bowles Church, Bossier many years ago. He said, some kids come to church just to hang out. They got no interest in God, none whatsoever. They just hang out. He said, sometimes they back up and just put their foot on the wall. They're just hanging out. Sometimes they come with a girlfriend. They're just not no interested in God and nothing. But the one thing you need to look at, they're coming. And what God can do to them through the teaching of the Word of God. When God teaches you something, He'll bring all things to remember. I hear people say, well, I can't remember what reading the Scripture. How many is ever that God brought your attention to a Scripture when you was a crisis in your life? When you had a trouble in your life, and He brought a Scripture to your mind, and the first thing you know, you begin to feel better. We're seeing something happen this morning, which should happen every day in every service. Tongues, interpretation tongues, and prophecy. That is part of the Christian life and what God wants us to have. We want to get back to what God wants us to have. And that's why Sharon, sometimes under the anointing of the Lord, she carries that flag back and forth, representing something that William was called to do, to keep the fire a burning. How many know it's important to keep the fire a burning? I was up here earlier this morning praying, just walking around in here by myself, walking down that aisle right there, and just looking down. My eyes fell over this way, and I saw a shadow of a man standing over just past where Peggy is. And as I walked on down and I turned and looked at it, it just automatically disappeared. I want you to know God is a present help when you think you don't need Him. You need Him every breath you have. He's there to help you, to encourage you and inspire you and give you what you need. And I believe the Lord has given us what we need every day of our life. The Bible said the joy of the Lord. I love that singing this morning. I don't know about this little boy that came in with your mama back there. He was coming down that aisle, was there singing for the church service starting. He just jumping or clapping his hand. The joy of the Lord is what? Paul said, I am all joyful in my tribulation. You say, how can you be joyful in your tribulation? Because the teacher that gives you joy is there to give you joy. Nehemiah was building a wall under great adversities, people accusing him and everything. Said, come down and talk to us. Said, if a fox runs up on that wall, it's going to fall down. He said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Romans says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall strengthen your mortal flesh while you're here. How many know you're building something good and God's joy is upon your life? How many feel the joy in your life? Every time you're in a crisis, if you'll open your heart to God, you're going to feel the joy of the Lord. You're going to run through troops and jump over walls like you never thought possible because He strengthens your mortal flesh. Don't be saying, I can't do it no more. Like Harley was telling one of the boys, Gabriel or Benjamin, I don't remember which one it was. Not Harley, but Gina said, don't say that, you can't. He said, I can't. I can, but I can't. You got to say what God says about you. And just remember that song tonight, this morning? Say what God says about us. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. He gives us our strength every day. You can't live in this world, without troubles and trials and disappointments. But it don't have to get you down because the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Bible, when Samuel took that oil from a horn, when he anointed Saul for a horn, not a horn, was a homemade instrument that anointed Saul, but when he poured the oil on David, it come out of a ram's horn up on him, and the Bible said, and the Spirit of the Lord came up on him and stayed on him the rest of the days of his life till he died. You ought to say amen. I want the Spirit of the Lord on my life the day I die. He stayed on him. He had a lot of problems in his life. He had a lot of ups and downs. But one thing he had was the power of God upon his life. The wonderful things of God. Jesus' word was spirit. We're not fighting a fleshly battle. We're fighting spiritual battles. But we got a God that's a spiritual God that has put his life inside of us. I really feel in my heart, if we really realize what God has for us, it would be amazing. We had a wonderful Sunday school lesson this morning. And I mentioned Sister Donna after it's over with. If Moses could save a nation face down on the ground and crying to God and save a nation, how much more we should be able to save our families. Just praying and believing God. Something good is about to happen, right? No, don't say that. Say something good is what? God loads you every day with benefits. Is that what the scripture says? And the joy that you have comes from God. The wonderful things of God. I'm so impressed with what God is going to do or is doing, and things are going to get better every day in our life. Every day in our life, the Spirit teaches you all things. You don't need somebody else to teach you. You need the Spirit of God, which is present help in the time of need. Nobody can be help of you at all time, but He can. Whatever you're going through, He is your friend. This stick is closer than a brother. He a friend to us at all time. Paul was the chiefest of all sinners, but he had a prophecy that came to him. Said, you're going to testify before Caesar in Rome. It's a little controversial with this scripture here in this statement. Because they put a little girdle on him and said, the man that wears this girdle is going to die in Rome. He pulled that off and said, why are you crying, making this ado over me? He said, I'm not only willing to go to Rome, I'm willing to go there to die. He got on that boat, and here they went. He warned them about the storm. It was neglected. I mean, you know, the Spirit of God, I feel so good right now. The Spirit of God moves on us sometimes and warns us things. If we're not careful, we forget the promises of God. They're real and they're forever, the promises of God. Brother Shelby preached a message last Sunday, I believe it was, on fear. Right? Fear. I don't want to cross the Word of God or anything. I've come to my life. I don't want to cross swords. But I tell you, the Bible said all hope was gone that anybody was going to be saved. Is that what it said? All hope is gone. This mighty man of God that has a prophecy that is going to Rome, it said all hope was gone. How many has ever been in a place you thought all hope was gone? I have a word for you this morning. If you think all hope is gone, that didn't come from God. It come from somewhere else. Hallelujah. Because God wants to remind you this morning He's alive in your life. All hope was gone. The ship is going to go down. And you're going to shipwreck on an island that's not on the chart for you to go to. Peg mentioned something in Sunday school class this morning. Sometimes that scripture is hard to swallow. All things work together of the good of those that love God. All things. The ship's going down. He said, you're going to lose the ship. But everybody's going to be saved. God reminded him. Brought to his remembrance. God will bring to your remembrance in the worst situation in your life a scripture that will save your life right there. He brings all things into remembrance in your life. He tells Paul, the ship is going to go down, but you're not going to go down. I feel to tell you before I ever got here this morning, tell you this. It may feel like all things are lost and all things are going down, but your God is right beside of you. There's going to be a flaming ministering spirit of angels going to come and stand beside of you and bring the prophecies to your remembrance. The Lord is with you in all your trials and all your tests. It seems like you're going down. Seems like everything is lost. But I want you to know everything is not lost when the flaming spirit of the Lord comes and stands beside you in the worst cases in your life. He wants to let you know we're in this together. Hallelujah. You're not never by yourself. Y'all going to have to back up a little bit. I might spit on you. You're not in this by yourself. All things are not hopeless. All things has hope with God. The angel of the Lord reminded him, Paul, you're not going down. I'm here to tell you, the prophecy given to you, he didn't say it like this, the prophecy was given to you, you're going to Rome and you're going to stand before Caesar. It doesn't look like you're going to make it, but I'm here to assure you that you're going to make it. I have a word for you this morning. It may look like you're going down, but there's a God standing beside you with his flaming ministry spirit and said you're not going down, though it looks like it's going down, though it looks like all hope is lost. What I prophesied over your life, you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. We're going to go through this together. You may lose something, but you're going to come out with something more than what you lost. He'll bring all things to your remembrance. He's shipwrecked. If it had not been for that storm, Brother Shelby, there wouldn't have been no saving on the island of Malta. That whole island got healed, got baptized, because God stood with them. You ought to thank God that he's standing with you when it doesn't look so good. And when the enemy comes at you in your worst crisis, you be a Nehemiah. You say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Paul said the joy is greatly joyful in all tribulations. How can that be, Brother James? Be joyful in all your tribulation because the joy maker is inside you. What happened when they put the ark in Obed-Edom's house? Somebody shout out, what happened? What? What happens when the Holy Ghost come in your life? For 3 months, everything in his house was blessed. I believe if I'd been him, I'd have fought them. When they come to get that hallelujah. I believe I'd have got out. I don't own a shotgun. But I believe I'd just been out and I said, listen here, I want you to just leave it a few more months. Listen, when the Holy Ghost come and got you and got inside you, it's greater than what the ark was. The presence of the living God is inside you and not in any wooden box. He's alive and alive forevermore. I once was dead, but I'm alive evermore. And where you are, I'm in you, and you are alive forevermore because my word is true. It cannot lie. We ought to be having an everyday abundant life. If he had it for 3 months, everything was prosperous. That was just a shadow of a thing to come. Hello. God has given some wonderful prophecy. Sometimes don't look like they're going to come true, but they're going to come true. I said they're going to come true. Paul says, I am greatly joyful in all things. All things, not just a few things, all things. Hebrews 1:7 said, the angel, he says unto his messengers, they're flaming, ministering spirits. Well, Brother Billy, I've been praying a long time. Keep on praying. Suddenly, all things are possible to those that believe. All things are possible to those that believe. All things. I love it when the angel showed up to Daniel. Highly favored man, he said. Diane, you ready for this? He said, I'm here because of your word. Your word brought me here. And I brought something with you that I'm going to give you. Listen, just one word from your mouth awakes the angels to come and brings the message. I want us to not forget about the Old Testament, but I want you to know that the New Testament is suddenly. I challenge you to read the New Testament. It was always suddenly and immediately. It was never put on the back burner for a while. It's suddenly and immediately. 10 leprosy went to show themselves to the priest. Suddenly. Something happened. And one of them was not a Christian. They was healed. Suddenly, we had a word for one gave a word. And then across the aisle gave the interpretation. How many of you, that's the way it's supposed to work? Or you could give the interpretation. That is the presence of God speaking directly to us. And not only that, God can speak directly to you and bring a remembrance to your mind. What a scripture, Brother James, you have forgot and didn't even know it exists. That's the purpose of the Holy Ghost, to bring to our mind remembrance. Remembrance. I may believe something good is happening in your life today. In your life today. Dr. Lloyd-Jones wrote this, in the book of Sacred Anointing. The worst thing can ever happen to a person is to succeed before they're ready. We must be patient with God and what He's working in our lives. He's working something good, and it's going to come to pass. I want to share a story with you that's in the book of about revival. The greatest revival the scholars think ever happened was the Welsh revival. It was one of the most remarkable revival that was ever produced. It was a single little church whose lights had never went out. They prayed continually. God is a rewarder of those that does what? God is a rewarder of those that does what? Huh? He is not a rewarder of those that praise occasionally. He's a rewarder that prays continually. Isaiah said, don't give Him no rest. Don't give Him no rest. The man went at the midnight hour. I got my children all saved and secure. I can't come. But because he was persistent, I want to encourage you, keep calling to God, because he's going to answer your prayers. The revival does not always has to have evangelistic. It does not have to have a preacher. When I first elected pastor, they told me that the only way you can ever have a revival and have a church growth is to have evangelists to come by. I don't believe that. Hello? I don't believe that. The church is to be the evangelist. The pastor is supposed to be to do the work of evangelist. Paul said to Timothy, you do the work of evangelist. The church, if you wait every 6 months to have a revival, what's going to happen to those that need the healing and divine of God? What's going to happen to those? The church ought to be in revival every church service. That's what happened here in the Welsh revival. It was a revival. Someone was singing, some was praying, some was just worshiping the Lord. No preaching was going on. The Holy Ghost just shows up. Fills them all with the Holy Ghost, began to heal all that was sick and all things. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. We're going to see it happen here. Some probably say, well, you don't know that. I know it according to this. Huh? One reason we don't receive the abundance of God, because we really don't believe it. God wants you to believe what He has said. The wonderful things of God, the glorious things of God, going to last until Jesus comes back. Jesus intended for us to have a revival every day of our lives. Every day of our life. And I'm not saying I have it, but I'm saying I should have it. Every day of our life. Moses, in the 33rd chapter of Exodus, says this, when God told him what to do, he said, you'll come with me. I just paraphrased, said, I'll go. But if you don't come with me, I ain't going. The Lord said, I'll send an angel with you. He said, I'm still not going. You got, how many of that ought to be your prayer request? God, if you're not with me, I'm not going. If you're not on my side, I'm not going. And he made a powerful prayer request. It moved God so much. He said, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with you. This church was in service one day. The Spirit of the Lord was moving. And they said, where's the pastor at? They don't know. We called the ushers in and said, where's the pastor at? Said, don't know. We hadn't seen him. Well, go look for him. Go find him. So they went and come back. Said, you find him? Said, yeah, I found him. Said, where is he? Said, he's in his office. Said, how come you didn't bring him? Said, because the door was closed. He was talking to someone in there. And whoever he's talking to said, now listen, I'm not going out there and stand before those people unless you go out there with me. If you don't go with me, I'm not going. No, I'm not going now. If you don't go with me, I'm not going. Who was he talking to? The Holy Ghost. We ought to get our mind made up. I'm not going to get into action unless it's with the Holy Ghost. Unless the teacher's in action with me. Unless he leads me and guides me. Then I'm going to get in action. What a wonderful prayer request he made. The Spirit will teach you in all things. All things. All things. I'm going to say a few more words and then I'm going to quit. The man had legions of demons inside him. Chains couldn't hold him. And Jesus cast them demons out. What's the first thing he did? He wanted to go on the evangelistic field with Jesus. Jesus said, no, you go tell what good works, mighty works God has done. I want you to watch this. He had nobody teaching him. I believe we need to be teaching. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe we need teaching, but we need to be teaching by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus said the Holy Ghost is going to teach you. The Bible said he went down to the Decapolis, meaning 10 cities, and immediately he began to tell what good things that Jesus had done for him. When Jesus came back through that place sometime later, he had every person that was possessed by devils, the sick, laying in a place, and as many touched the hem of his garment was healed because one man told what good things God had done for him. Good things. Acts 9 said when Apostle Paul was baptized, he was the chiefest of all sinners. No one has done much damage to the church as he had, but soon as he was filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Bible said he went out and began to tell what good things Jesus. Everybody has the ability to tell what good things Jesus has done for you. How many of God has done something good for you today? One good thing he done for you, got you up and got you here. Huh? Our daddy used to tell us, boys, anytime y'all get up and get both feet on the floor in the morning, you know it's going to be a good day. When the Lord is with you and leading you, God, you know it's going to be what? Good day. Don't never carry on a conversation with the devil. Nehemiah said, I can't talk to you. I ain't got time. I got to build this wall. And the work I'm doing is a good work. I want you to know you're doing a good work. God is watching you. He's with you. He's for you and everything. So every time we come together, even at home, we ought to have what? A good time. A good day. And I've had people through the years tell me, well, Brother Bill, you don't know whether you're going to have a good day or not until you get up and see. Somebody asked the guy that worked with one time, I don't know what religion he was, said, how do you know you're going to have a good day? He said, I put it on schedule every morning. As soon as I get up, I put one on schedule, a good day. It turns out just the way I schedule it, amen? There was this Spanish guy, worked at the Highway Department of Texas County. Flagman is a hard, difficult job. 8 hours standing out there. Hot summertime, standing there with a flag. They were talking about how hard it was. He said, I can do it all day long with joy, with a bucket over my head. Never have no fear, as long as my family life is right. When there are things are right in your life with God, things are going to change. God bless you for being here today. I know you've been blessed. I invite you to come back tonight. If you need prayer, I believe you done had prayer. The power of the Lord done move mightily. So agree with what God says. Walk with God. He's going to bring all things to your remembrance. He'll tell you things. Like a guy said, I told him everything I knew, and then I told him things I didn't know. Because the Holy Ghost will give him the things. Holy Ghost will give you word. It may just be one word, but it'll be the word that the person needs to be here. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your miraculous Son to us in our lives. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that teaches us and leads us and guides us into all truth. We thank you for the word that always brings remembrance to us what you have called us to do. We thank you for the greatness of God in our lives and what's going to happen and moving in this community, in this 100-mile radius. A mighty revival, Lord, like it's never been seen, a recurrence of the book of Acts 2. We thank you in Jesus' name. We heard your prayers. Listen to us, Lord, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you for being here today.